Hello, you guys. Welcome back to another episode. What's up? Okay, you guys, I really just want to talk to you guys about how my week has been because I just want to share and I need to vent to you guys. It's been so bad and so many embarrassing things have been happening to me back to back and just unfortunate events that's been just going on in this past freaking 7 days. Okay. Let me start. It all started this past weekend. I was at VidCon with my brother and my sisters. And VidCon is this convention, like this animal convention thing that happens for content creators like YouTubers and TikTokers. And people buy tickets to it. You walk around, you go to different panels, and you listen to interviews that TikTokers and YouTubers are on. And they answer questions. And it's really fun. It's cool. I saw so many familiar faces that I never thought I would see on TikTok and YouTube. So it was cool to connect and like just talk to these people. Also being a part of the content creator side, like being in the hotel with them and the lounges. It was really fun. It was like we were gone for the whole weekend. We stayed at the hotel. Anyways, I got invited because they asked me to be a moderator, a host for one of the panels. Like I had to be an interviewer for the chefs and the cooks of TikTok and YouTube, which I thought was cool. I was like, yeah, I'll do it. I've never done that before. So I agreed to it and my panel was happening on Thursday. So I go on Thursday and VidCon like barely briefed me. They sent me an email and they sent me 4 questions to ask. So in my head, I thought, okay, I'm going to say these 4 questions and then the panel is probably over. Like they probably need me just to say these questions, right? No, I get there 20 minutes before because they told me to be there 20 minutes early. And the girl was like, okay, the panel's going to be 60 minutes long. You're going to see the timer right below you. And I was like, wait, hold on, 60 minutes long? And she was like, yeah, is that a problem? And I was like, no, that's not a problem. So immediately I start freaking out because I'm like, okay, I don't even have any questions prepared. I just have the 4 that they told me. Like, I'm just an idiot. It probably did say in the email 60 minutes, but I'm just a dummy and I probably just didn't see it. I don't know. So I'm freaking out because I'm like, okay, I'm going to say these 4 questions and I'm going to probably have like 45 minutes left because there's only 5 people on this panel, 5 content creators. They're just going to fly by. How long can they take with these questions? Not too long. So I'm like dying and I'm scared and I'm nervous because I've never done this before and I don't want to be a bad host for these content creators because it's also their first time. So I'm like really nervous and then I get this sudden urge to pee and I need to pee, but it's also the type of pee that I could technically hold. Like I could just hold it till later. So I keep debating. I'm like, should I go pee? Should I not go pee? Well, I don't want to pee my pants on stage. I might as well just go pee right now. So I go to the bathroom and I pull down my pants, you know, like you do. And then I start squatting to pee because I always squat. I'm like a professional squatter. I never like touch a public bathroom toilet seat, right? So I'm like squatting and peeing. And as I'm doing that, I'm reading interview questions on Google. Like I looked up interview questions to ask chefs and cooks. So I'm like looking at interview questions and then I wipe, I pull up my pants and I'm like shocked. Like I swear my nervous system like shut down. The whole back of my pants is soaking wet. I peed on my pants. I like literally all of my pee went onto my pants and I'm wearing this light blue outfit. It's like a matching set. It's a light blue flare pants. Like they're like cottony and a light blue shirt and a white blazer. Because I thought the blazer would be like professional, you know. So my outfit is just not helping me at all. I just peed all over my pants. We're about to go onto the stage in like 3 minutes. I'm freaking out. I'm like, no. This just didn't just happen. I get out of the stall. I'm looking for like a hand dryer. I look in the mirror. There's no hand dryer. I look in the mirror. It's so bad. It's like the bottom of my pants is all light blue. And then all you see is like just dark blue from like streaks of pee. It looks like I peed my pants. So I like, I'm about to cry. I literally have a gulp in my throat. Like I'm about to cry because I'm embarrassed. I'm already so nervous. And I'm like, there's none of this. I'm shocked. Like I'm literally shooketh to my core. Like I'm like, there's no way I just peed all over my pants. I've never done that before. I don't even know how I missed the toilet. Like, I don't know how my pee just didn't go into the the toilet water. Like, how did I even not hear that? I don't know how I'm just was not being aware of where my pee was aiming. Like, I literally peed all over my pants. So I'm freaking out. I'm like, I'm wiping my pants with napkin, toilet paper napkin. I'm like wiping it, hoping it would do something, nothing. And you guys, it's like my pants are actually dripping, soaking wet. Like they're, my underwear is all filled with pee and my, it's like all leaking through my pants and it's just drips of like water splattered down the back of my pants. So like literally there's nothing I can do. I go back to the audio room and we're going on. They're all start walking to the stage. I'm like, I'm dying inside because all I can think about is the pee on my pants and I'm not even thinking about the freaking questions I'm about to ask these content creators. I go on to the stage. I walk on. I already know the whole left side of the stage saw my pee pants because I had to like walk across the stage to my seat. And my brother and sister were in the crowd and they even said, yeah, we saw your pee pants. And so everybody saw my pee pants. So yeah. And then I started getting really self-conscious during that panel because I'm like, well, I'm sitting right next to the content creators and they probably know I peed my pants too because I smell like pee. And my pee was not very clear. Like it was pretty yellow because I have not been hydrated that day. So I was like, I was pretty, like, I smelled like pee and they all probably knew I smelled like pee. So the whole time, all I could think was, oh my God, they think I smell like pee. And I'm sitting in a bunch of, I'm moist. I'm just wet. I'm sitting in wet pee and I don't know what to ask next. The whole time I'm like, I don't know what to say next. I don't know what to say next. Anyway, 60 minutes of torture was done and they said that my questions were fine, except towards the end, I started running out of questions. So I was like, would you rather guys have no teeth or no taste buds? Yeah, I got dumb towards the end. But it ended up being fine, except for the fact that I looked like I peed my pants. And I just didn't say anything about it. And as I was getting up from my seat, I like looked back at the chair. And it was a white leather chair. All you can literally see like a puddle of like moistness on the chair. It's like wet. You guys, that was crazy. That was the most stressful, nerve-wracking, embarrassing thing that's probably happened to me. I'm literally 24 and everyone thinks I peed my pants and I'm a host of this freaking panel. So yeah. That was cool. But you guys, guess what? That wasn't even the worst part that happened to me that weekend. You know what's freaking worse? It gets worse. So the next day, a whole entire next day, we go through VidCon. It's fun, whatever. And then we get invited to this concert that VidCon is hosting for all the content creators. It's like this concert with Charlie Jordan and the Chainsmokers performing. It was really fun. And then after, everyone was heading back to the hotel. That's where all the content creators were staying. And one of this guy and this group of guys and girls were like, the after party is going to be happening in this guy's room. Everyone come. Like, this is where the after party's happening. And me, my brother, and my sister were like, we don't really know many people there, by the way. So we were like, okay, like, we'll go. We're all in the same hotel anyways. We go to this guy's room. It's a pretty small hotel room. I mean, it's just a hotel room, but not too many people are there. It's probably like 10, 12 people there, including us. We're just like mingling around. And at the concert, I had a lot of finger food, like a lot of waiters. It's since it was a private event, there was waiters handing out like little burgers, pizza, cauliflower, chicken nuggets, drinks. So I just kept on eating. I don't know what my problem was, but I was eating. I didn't eat that whole entire day, so I was starving. I kept eating so much. I even had like pretzels with yellow cheese, like the warm, hot yellow cheese. I don't know. I just was eating random stuff. And I'm pretty sure I got food poisoning because it was like bar food, you know, at this like concert/bar place. How like good can that food be, right? So we get back to this guy's after party hotel room. 10 minutes being there, my stomach, something was happening to my stomach. Like, I was feeling some type of way. Like, my stomach was turning upside down. So I told my sister, I'm like, you want to come to the bathroom with me? We go to the bathroom. The first thing she does is immediately sit on the toilet to pee. And I couldn't hold in. I had to throw up. Like, the throw up was coming down up my throat. And I'm not usually, like, a throw up person. Like, I barely ever throw up. I rarely throw up. There was no place for me to throw up. And I don't know why I didn't think of the sink, but the first place my instincts went to was the shower. And this is a small bathroom. It's like a sink, toilet, bathtub, shower. I go straight to the shower. I vomit like psycho. This was the most throw up I've ever thrown up in my entire life. Like, I'm throwing up so much, and it's like not a little bit, and they're like thick chunks of throw up. Okay, I keep saying throw up. It's just thick and gross, and it's a lot of it. The bathtub looked like a crime scene. Okay, it was just like splattered everywhere, and it was thick. My sister leaves the bathroom. Because, like, obviously, like, I don't blame her. I was, like, throwing up and right next to her. But she leaves the bathroom. I lock the door. And I, like, continue throwing up. And then, finally, I feel a lot better. I'm like, oh, my God. Wow, that felt so good. Then, I obviously have to dispose of this throw-up. So, I, like, slowly, like, turn on the shower water. Because I don't want the people outside to, like, think I was taking a shower. I don't want them to hear the water. So, I, like, turn on the water a little bit. And the freaking stupid shower head, it's not detachable. Like, I can't, it's not a hose. Like, I can't go around and clean up the bathtub. It's only stuck towards the top. And the top is, it's shooting out water towards the edge, the end of the bathtub, not where the drain is. So it's very hard for the water to, like, really get clean down the bottom and on the sides of the wall. So I'm, like, using my hands, and I'm, like, cleaning all the throw up around the walls of the shower. And then something bad happens. The throw up was too thick for the drain. The drain was so skinny and thin. And I tried even removing the drain top, and it's not removable. And it's so skinny and small that none of my thick, fat chunks of throw up is going down the drain. So there's like a whole clump of throw up all around this drain that won't go down the drain. So I was like, no, this is not happening. I'm not letting this guy come in knowing that I just throw up all over his shower in his hotel room. And so I'm shaking. I'm so nervous. I'm like freaking out because I'm like, what am I going to do? So immediately I just start scooping up the throw up in my hands, and I'm like throwing it into the toilet. And I'm like, I'm gagging while I'm doing this because the sight of throw up makes me throw up and it makes me gag, even if it's my throw up. And the fact that I'm touching it and I'm scooping it up, I was like, I started like throwing up a little bit more in my mouth as I was doing this. It was like torture, you guys. So I'm like scooping, throwing the throw up in the toilet seat, toilet water, yeah. And the stupid water from the shower is not like barely cleaning anything. So I had to scoop. And then I had to use my legit fingernails because there was like, oh my God, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm really sorry. But I was like using my fingernails to like really clean the edges of the drain because I was trying to really cover my tracks. Like, I didn't want anybody to think, or I especially didn't want this guy to think I threw up all over his shower. It's just rude, you know? I didn't want to be rude. So So I'm like, oh yeah, thinking about it makes me really sick. So yeah, I'm using my fingernails. I'm like scooping it all. I'm throwing it into the toilet, and then I'm getting scoops of water, and I'm like watering the whole shower. I ended up doing great. It was so nice and clean. And then I started getting paranoid, and I started overthinking the fact that the shower is wet. So I was like, I don't want them to think I was like using the shower, like that's weird. So then I start getting toilet paper and literally cleaning his entire shower and drying it with toilet paper like a psycho. I was in there for like 40 minutes cleaning his shower with water and drying it with toilet paper. You guys, when I tell you this was the most stressed I've ever been in my life, it was the worst experience, and I was like on something. I was literally on something. I was so stressed. My anxiety levels were so high. I was so embarrassed. And all for this stupid after party that I didn't even really care to go through. There was like 10 people there. It was not even freaking fun. I was so annoyed that we even went finally, after, oh, and by the way, as I was like cleaning the freaking shower, somebody knocks on the door and they're like, are you good in there? It was a girl. I don't know if my sister told somebody that I was throwing up in there, but I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm about to come out. Just 1 second. It was like a movie scene. Anyway, I finish. I clean up. I wash my hands. Imagine I didn't wash my hands. No, I wash my hands. I leave and I tell my sister, I'm like, I'm leaving right now. Bye. I don't even think I said bye to anybody, but I bolted out of that stupid after party. No, I didn't even freaking wish I didn't even go to. But yeah, you guys, that was crazy. How does that happen to me back to back? I pee my pants, or no, I peed on my pants. I don't know what's even worse, peeing on your pants or peeing your pants. I might as well have just peed my pants. Or throwing up in a shower without the drain being able to drain your throw up in a guy's hotel room. And like, low-key, this guy was like slightly cute too. Like, yeah. So that was really crazy. That was the weekend. That was my weekend. So yes. How amazing is that? So as we come home Sunday from VidCon, the rest of VidCon was fun. We come home on Sunday and our dog Luna is lost. She is missing. And she was home alone with our dad. And my mom went to Syria on Friday. And my dad was home alone with Luna for like an entire 2 days. But my brother came back home on Saturday because he forgot something. So he was here on Saturday around like 3 p.m. And he said he saw Luna and he played with her in the backyard. And then we come home Sunday night and we were like, the first thing we do is go outside to see Luna and she's not there. And we're like, Baba, where's Luna? And he's like, I don't know. She just disappeared last night. And I mean, that's not hard to believe because Luna does escape a lot. Like, she's a husky, so she always kind of like runs out if she gets the chance. If she has like a way to get out, she will get out. And she's pretty smart. But she always comes home. Like, we live in a gated community. We live in a cul-de-sac. And it's like she knows her way back home. She just goes like to the two neighbors near us. And then she'll just like sit in front of the house and wait for us to get home if like we're not home. So she never like runs away and runs off. Plus, the whole neighborhood knows she's our dog because like we're like that one house, that annoying house that all the neighbors hate in the neighborhood. And they know that this freaking annoying dog is our dog because she's like crazy. So it's like, it's not possible that she would be so far and she would go too far and nobody would return her in our neighborhood. So we go around the neighborhood on Sunday and we're like calling her in the car. We're like, Luna, Luna, nowhere to be found. We go back home and we really get sussed out from my dad because my dad is literally a suspect since he was the last one who saw her and he was the only one that was with her because my dad has had a history with Luna. He has never been pro Luna. He's always not wanted her. He's always not liked her. And he always like tries to get us to get rid of her. He's always like, she makes the backyard a mess. Get rid of her. I don't want her. And my mom loves Luna. So my mom and dad always fight over her and obviously, like, my mom has won because we've had her for almost 3 years. So this is the first time my mom has been gone and we have been gone and my dad has been alone with her. And my dad has had a history of getting rid of pets. Like, one time my older sister brought home a cat and my dad took the cat without us knowing and he gave her to somebody else a long time ago, like 5 years ago. So he is a culprit. And we have reason to believe he is a part of her disappearance. So we keep pressing him and asking him questions. And apparently he's like, no, 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 no. I swear she just ran away. So we really don't know what to believe. And on Monday morning, we woke up and Sophie and Seema really believe my dad has something to do with it. So they're like, okay, if Baba got rid of Luna, then that means he had to have put her in the car and she shed. So let's go check the car for fur. They check the car for fur. There's no fur. And then Seema was like, yeah, but Baba's a freak with cars. So he probably vacuumed her fur. Let's go check the vacuum. They go, they check the vacuum. There's no fur. So it's just like been detective week. And we're all like trying to figure out the traces of where Luna might have gone. We printed out posters of her. We put her all over the city. She's on like every app. She's on the Ring app. She's on the Neighbors app, the Nextdoor app, Paw, Boost. I've called animal shelters. animal control, she is microchipped. So it's like, I thought that meant she's being tracked. But apparently that only means if she's turned into a pound or a shelter that they have information with her chip and they contact us. But we haven't heard anything. So it's been a really sad week for us because Luna, it's been almost 1 week she's been missing. And she has never been missing for more than like 20 minutes. So we don't know what to do. And we're all sad because it's also like so hot outside. So if she did just run off, then we hope she's not freaking dead in this heat. But yeah, anyway, since my number is all over these posters and my brother posted a TikTok story of this, and he like in the TikTok story, he had like a video of the dog lost picture, but he blurred out me and my sister's number that's on the paper. So I actually have no idea how people are getting my number, but I woke up on Tuesday and I was like half asleep, half awake. I checked my phone. I got a number from this like green text message. I should have known because it was freaking green. I should have freaking known. But I read it and it says, I found your dog Luna. She's in my backyard. And I start freaking out and I'm like, oh my God, they found our dog Luna. I wake up Sophie and Seema. I wake up Serena. I'm like, guys, I got a text message. Somebody found Luna. I text them back and I send them a picture of Luna. And I'm like, are you sure this is her? This is what she looks like? You know, because like all huskies kind of look the same. And they're like, yes, that's her. I have her here in my backyard. So I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. Please send me more details and information. I'll come pick her up right now or give me a call. And then they text back and they're like, to confirm you are the actual owner of this dog, please, we have to verify your phone number. And I don't know why I didn't think this through for like a second. Like I just did not think. I don't know why I thought that was okay. Like, why did that make sense to verify my phone number? I don't know why. But they sent me a code and I immediately copy and pasted it and I sent it back to them. I'm like, yes, here's the code. I am the actual owner. And then they just ghost me and they stop replying. And I'm like, what the heck? Why did they stop replying? Hello, hello. I call them and it's like, this Google number is blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, Google number? And then I start piecing it together. I'm like, oh my God, I just gave a privacy code to a scammer. I checked my Gmail. I got an email that said, your email has been compromised, blah, blah, blah. For 30 minutes, I was stressed out, freaking out, anxiety attack, and I changed all of my passwords on everything I've ever owned because I'm an idiot that gives a security code to a scammer. So, yes, that's great. What else happened to me this week? Oh, okay. Yesterday, I was at Zara, and this is actually really funny. I was in the Zara line. I found a really cute dress. I was in the line for like 15 minutes. It was kind of a long line. And then finally I'm like up next and the cashier is like, next in line. I go to the counter. I put the dress on the counter. And then this blonde girl behind me, this mom, she goes, really nice of you to cut him. And I turn around and I'm like, wait, what? Huh? And she's like, my son, I look down. I swear it was like, I did not see this freaking baby. It's like a 1 foot old, 1 year old baby standing there on the floor. And I was like, huh? And she was like, he was in line in front of you. I was going to just grab some more things. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't see him. Like, I actually did not see him. And even if I did see this freaking baby standing in front of me, am I supposed to think this baby is next in line? Like, what the hell? So I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't see this baby. Like, I didn't know. And she was like, no. Go ahead. Go ahead. Because clearly you don't think he's a person. And I was like, what? I was like shocked. I was literally like shocked. She shocked my system. I was like, no. I had no intention on cutting your baby. I was like, no, you can go. I'm so sorry. She like goes past me. And I wish I ignored her. And I freaking just paid for that dress. But I'm just too nice. And she goes and she puts her clothes down with her stupid baby. And she looks at the cashier and she was like, the audacity with people some days. And I was like, the whole line was like looking at us and looking at me. And I'm pretty sure the look on my face was like really shocked. I walked completely out of the line and I just like put the dress down. And then I just like straight up walked right out of Zara. Because I was just so shocked that just happened. Like, this freaking Karen just, what? Yeah, I never bought that dress. It was cute too. I was just so confused, guys. Like, I've never dealt with a Karen like that in my life, so it was really funny. Now that I think about it, I really want to punch her. Yeah. But yeah, I also went to Trader Joe's last night because I am Sophie and Seema's mom. Since my parents are not here, and I'm not a cook either, and they keep wanting Chick-fil-A and food and Canes and In-N-Out, and I'm like, no, we're gonna make food at home. So I go to Trader Joe's, and like, what's easy to make? Like pasta and chicken. So I'm like, okay, let me make some pasta and chicken. I buy that famous quechua e pepe sauce that I keep seeing all over TikTok, and I bought like I got two other sauces. I got the quechua e pepe sauce and two marinara sauces. And then I got like a bunch of other groceries from Trader Joe's. I had like 3 bags of stuff from Trader Joe's. As I was leaving, it's honestly the cashier's fault. He stacked the pasta on top of each other, like in a line, instead of putting it flat in the bag. Anyways, I'm walking back to my car. I don't know how. It's just literally bad luck. I dropped the bag of the pasta sauces, the one that the pasta sauces are in, and they're glass jars. They literally all fall and break in the middle of the street. I swear it's like such a like unfortunate bad luck, because they literally all fall out like in a perfectly ordered line, and they all break, and they just, all of them, they just break, the glass breaks and the pasta is just like spilling out of it in the middle of the street. And I'm like standing there looking at it for like 20 seconds and I'm like, there's no way that just happened. Like, what? There's actually no way. So it's like, what do you do in this situation with glass pasta spilled in the middle of the street? I didn't know. So I just picked up the glass shreds and I literally put them in my other grocery bag because I just didn't know what to do. And then I just like left. Like I just went home and I was just not wanting to be alive anymore. But yeah, it's been a crazy week, you guys. It's been a bad week. I peed on my pants. I threw up in a guy's hotel bathtub. I lost my dog. I gave my information to a scammer. I got Karen'd, and then I spilled pasta jars in the middle of the street at the parking lot of Trader Joe's. So yeah, it's been crazy. It's been low-key, really lit. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please pray for Luna to come home. It's been a week. Do you guys think we'll find her? Like, I will update you guys next week. I hope by next week we would have found Luna. But yes. Bye, guys. I hope you were entertained by my horrible week. Okay, see you next week.